Be'ez Hashem Yisbach, we begin Perek Teshiv, the ninth chapter in the Rambam's Hilchas Pesul Mekdash and the laws of invalidation in regards to Karbanos and the Sefer Avodah, which in this Perek, we continue the theme of the previous Perek regarding that of Taravis, regarding mixtures of different types of bird Karbanos, and as it relates to, as it's described in the Mishnah Masechtas Kinim, that of when it parach, when it flies from one group to another one, thus creating this confusion of the mixture and its related halachas. As Rambam gets halach al, which the Rambam begins a discussion regarding that of sesuma, when it's unspecified, ken sesuma, regarding an unspecified pair of birds, which we said that there were many people that had to bring kine chayva, which the one's a chadis, one's a oila, but it wasn't specified yet which is which. So you have this unspecified pair. Sheparach mimena goizel aver, where one of the birds flew out into the airspace, sheparach lebeno oifes sheimusukulam, or it flew amongst a bunch of birds that they all have to be left to die, which we explained in Perukhes, or one of the birds just died. Basically, one of these birds from this pair is lost. You can't get it. So you take another pair for that second remaining one. Fine. Halacha beis. This is where it gets a little bit more confusing now. Parach lebein hakrevus. Let's say it didn't just fly off and it's gone. It's over. You know, there's no more that problems that it's going to make. It's gone. You have one left. Okay, you take another pair for that second one. Here, no, it flew into another pair of unspecified birds of a different person, which are ready to be sacrificed. And now you have this guy's one bird flying into that guy's, his pair of birds. So puzzle, the bird that flew away into those birds is invalid. And also correlatingly invalidates another bird that is in that pier that it flew into. And that is because Shagoizla Pereach, because a bird that flies away, Mikain Sasim, from unspecified pier, Labin HaKrevois, amongst those which are supposed to be sacrificed, Pasel, that bird is invalid, Upaislechit Kenegda, and also invalidates that of another bird in that other group. Ketzad Hausos, so Rama explains. Paruch Goizla Manas Sasim, let's say you have a bird that flies from this unspecified birds. La Sava Efesesumais, to 10 unspecified birds. So you have 10. 5 is supposed to be chattis. 5 is supposed to be oilam. Now there's 11th. Because it flew in from this other guy's unspecified birds. So if you bring 5 on the bottom, which are the chattis is supposed to be, and 6 on the top. So, harichamish oilis ksheris. Miha shisha shalmala. So 5 oilis are valid from the 6 that you're bringing on the top. And the reason for that is whether the one that flew in is from those that are on the top, or whether the 6 that you're bringing on the top is all from the owner of the second groupings, you can have 5 kosher oilis, because obviously the 6th one is not valid to be on the top, whether it's his, which is supposed to be from his chatois, or whether it's from the one that flew in. Now, the 4 chatois ksheiros me'achamish oifesh anas lamata, and 4 of the chatois are valid from the 5 oifers that are brought on the bottom. Why? Because I say, Shema ha-goiz la-pereach, maybe the bird that flew in, who echad mechamisha shalmata, maybe it's one of the 5 that you bring on the bottom. So you're only sacrificing 4 chatois from the one who is bringing those birds that are got mixed to. So you have 9 kosher birds, and 2 that are going to be invalid from the 11. That's 5 on the top, and 4 on the bottom. V'chein so too in the reverse. Emosa, mehem shisha lamata v'chamisha lamata. Let's say bring 6 on the bottom from the 11, 5 on the top. Nimtzis ha-kosher comes at what's valid. It's chamesh chatois, or 5 chatois on the bottom. V'arba oilis, and 4 of the oilis. Why? Shaniyam, because I say, shema ha-goizla mechamisha shalmala. Maybe the bird is from the 5 that you bring on the top. And you didn't bring your 5 you have to have on the top. You only brought 4. Nimtzis ha-kosher, masar, comes out what's valid from the 10 that you start off with. Our tisha are 9. So that's the halacha that was saying that it invalidated one of the 10 that it flew into, and it itself is also possible, where the reason why it itself is possible because you have its partner that either that or it is going to be invalid. So you're definitely invalidating one, because if you sacrifice it, then we're not sure which one it is, whether the sacrifice is chatz or oila, so the one that's remaining won't either be able to be brought at all, because then if you had sacrificed the one that flew away as a chatz, you can't bring this one, because this might be, you might be bringing a zechatas. And one brings oil, then he might have brought the other one's oil. And you can't bring, if one was a chatas, the other one can't be a chatas also. So an invalidated one, and in itself was invalidated. Halacha Gimel. Okay, a little bit more. Our ba'alif is satumas. Let's say you have four unspecified birds. Va'ar ba'alif is shnei satumas, and you have a second group of four unspecified birds. Parach echad min erishayinus l'shnias. Now let's say one of the first guy's birds flew into the second guy's birds. So pasach min l'shnias, which is really what we said in the previous halacha, so that invalidates one of the second guy's birds. Now, let's say, and this is where that's why we up the ante in the amount of birds that there are. Let's say achash is over. Let's say after that the first guy's birds got mixed with the second guy's birds. Chazer echad min ha'shnias, which whenever we're mentioning in these cases chazer, it doesn't mean that same actual bird that flew into the second one is now flying back from the min ha'shnias, from the second guy's birds, or partially shines and flying to the first guy's. No, in such a situation actually wouldn't be any problem at all. Actually it takes us right back to where we were originally, and actually then everything would be okay. Rather, what it means to say is that now from that new mixture which you have from the second guy's, one of the birds, which we don't know, is flying now back into the first one. It could be the original one, or it could be a different one now taking its place. So in this situation, Pasul Echad Min HaRashayinus. So now you invalidated one of the first guy's birds. Meaning, we understand that also that the just like the first, just meaning, and obviously the bird that's also coming in is also Pasul. Like when the first time it flew into the second guy's, it's Pasul the one that's flying in, and it's also causing one of that guy's, the recipient's birds to be puzzled. Here also, obviously the bird that's flying into the first guy's and also one of the first guy's birds are becoming invalidated. So Benimtza comes out, Hakasha min Rashayinus, what's valid from the first guy's birds, are going to be Shtayim Blavad, are only going to be only two, and also from the second guy's birds. He could sacrifice one as a Chatas, one as an Ayla, because if he would bring two Chatas, you have to be concerned. Maybe the one that went back to the first one was actually from the second guy's birds. And he's going to bring it as a chatas, so together it's going to be three chatas from two pairs of birds, which you can't have the second guy's birds more than two chatas. So only thing you can be able to bring from the four that each one has is two. Okay, halacha dalet continues. Let's say chazer echad. In other words, after that, from the guy who had it mixed into his, it flew back and supplemented, not really, but the quantity at least, back into the first guy's pairs of birds. Now, it goes back again. One of the first guy's birds goes back, again, from the first guy's birds goes back to the second guy's birds. Now, even if this goes on all day, that one of the first guys goes into the second, and then from the second back to the first, and back to the second, back to the first, back to the first, back to the second, back to the first, it's not going to cause us any more loss than what we described in the previous halacha. Meaning, this guy has four birds and this guy has four birds. We said in the previous halacha that he could bring two only. Now he could only bring two. You could still, no matter how many times they fly back and forth, each one could still bring two. Because even if all the birds would be totally just mixed together in one big hodgepodge, half would be kosher and half would be pasul, like the Rambam explains. Because even if they're all totally mixed together, which we have to suspect, back and forth, that who knows, everything is just mixed together. Mechzakasha, mechzapasal, have some kasha, have some pasal, goes beyond, like we had explained in the previous parak in Halacha Hey, which we said when you have all these chatoyas and oifas mixed together, and we said that in that situation, no matter how you did it, have some kasha, have some pasal, so that would be the same thing over here, that you're going to have mechzakasha, mechzapasal. Halacha Hey. Let's say you have tzibur echad. Let's say you have one pile, yesh b'shnei efes, has two birds. Uvashein in the second pile has arba, has four birds. Uvashlish is the third group, has six, shisha, six birds. Uvadavi in the fourth group has shemayin, eight birds. Uvachamishi, and in the fifth box, let's say you have a sar, 10 birds. Uvashishi in the sixth group, you have shnei masa, 12 birds. Uvashri in the seventh group, you have arba asa, 14 birds. So you have these seven groups, let's say in these buckets, you have these birds. Uvfarach, and here we start going. Uvfarach geizel min erishayin l'shnia. A bird from the first group flew into the second group. And v'echem menashni l'shlish is, and one from the second group flies into the third group. U'mishlish l'reviz, and one from the third group goes into the fourth group. U'mishlish l'chemish, and one from the fourth group goes into the fifth group. We don't know which one. U'mishlish l'shlish, and one from the fifth group goes into the sixth group. U'mishlish l'shviz, and one from the sixth group goes into the seventh group. Okay, and now we'll go back. V'chazer echad, and then you have one going back. U'farach mitzib l'tzibur, again, flying back in that same order from one group to the next group. until you all the way make it back to the first group, which is where the original one flew out from. So in this case, Pleisel Echad Ba'alichasai Ve'echad Ba'chazirasai. So it's going to be invalidating one bird every time it leaves, and one bird every time it comes back, like essentially we said in Halacha Gimel. So it comes out that every jump, it causes a loss from a tire pair of birds, meaning when it goes and when it comes back. So the Halacha is as follows. Harishayna, the first group, which started off with two birds. Vashniya, and the second group, which started with four birds, ain lehem klum. They don't have any birds that you could sacrifice. Why? The first one is totally invalidated because when the first one flew from it, like we explained before, it's already done. Where you had this the pair of bird that went, and you don't know what it's going to be sacrificed as, so you can't sacrifice the remaining one because if that one's brought a zechatas, you can't bring this as a zechatas. If it's brought a, you can't bring this, and you don't know which one. So the moment it flew off, the first pair is gone. Now the second pair, when it flew from it, one bird to the third group, we're concerned. What's the concern? Then maybe this one that flew is actually from the second pair, not the one that it got from the first one. Now, what's remaining by it is only three of its own birds. So therefore, it's possible to sacrifice one as a chatas, one as an oila. Because if you sacrifice two chatas, so you're going to be establishing the bird that's flying to the third one as an oila, and maybe you're going to sacrifice it as a chatas. And you can have three chatas from the birds of that which is only supposed to have two. Now, that's going to cause a problem where you're going to cause the one who's sacrificing from the third group that it's going to be forbidden for them to sacrifice even one chatas, and they have to, they're all going to have to be oilers, which is going to be a great loss. Now, when it then goes and flies one from the second one back to the first one, because on this trajectory backwards, oh, then we're concerned again that maybe it flew from its own. Now you're remaining with two birds of its own, and we're concerned that if you're going to sacrifice even one as a chatas, maybe that the two birds from it that flew away were sacrificed as chatois. So if that's the case, you're going to be sacrificing three chatois of its own when it's only supposed to have two chatois. And the same thing is if, let's say, we're sacrificing an oila. So according to that calculation, you're not allowed to sacrifice any of the remaining birds in the second group. And according to that calculation, that's how you understand all these halachas of that it loses one when it goes and loses one when it's coming back. So therefore, the first and the second one, they can't do anything. First one when it flew off, and the second one when it flew off and when it came back, which it loses one on each time. And even though it has remaining two birds, but that might be the other halves of the two that it lost, which again, we don't know what they're being sacrificed as. And if you sacrifice these, it's designating those and causing problems to all those other ones. So we're not going to bring any of those. Now, Vashlishis, the third group, however, Yishlishniyathis, it started off with six, but it still has two birds that could be brought. But if he is in the fourth group, Yishla Arba has four. Vachamish is the fifth one, Yishla Shisha has six. Vashish is the sixth one, Yishla Shmein has eight. Vashvi is in the seventh one, Yishla Shneim Asa, it has 12. And the reason for that is because the seventh one has less of a loss, because from it, only one flew off, which is when on its way back, it flew from it one to the sixth one. Whereas all the other ones, it flew off two. One going forward and one going backwards. So the seventh one will still have 12 that you could bring out of the original 14. Again, you're going to lose one because of the one that flew off, and then one over here because of the pier. Meaning is the one that flew in. Meaning you have one that flew in, might be that one, and one that flew off might be its own. So that's where it loses two. The rest lose four because of that composite as we described regarding that the first two pairs. Now, let's say the case continues. Chazer Echad, and again another one goes. Ufark Pam Shnia Mezulazu. And then it goes a second time. Meaning it's really a third time, which if let's say, meaning it's a second time it had gone one way to the seventh and came back to the first. And now it's going again, a second time forward from one to the next. Now, what we're talking about actually is that from the third group, one flew off. Because actually, if one would have flown off from the first or the second group, actually, you wouldn't be able to bring any karbanas. because those two, from the first two groups, they're actually Oymed Lemisa. And now everything would be invalidated based on a Tarebis of Chatois HaMesis. So this, that would continue the case, it didn't fly off on the first two. It flew off from the number three, which still had valid ones. And then, V'chazer Echad, Uparach Min Achreina. And then actually, so it went back and forth now two times, because now it's actually coming back. Then it flew one bird from the last one, the seventh one, to the one before it, until it goes back to the first one, really, the third one. So then, same thing happens. You lose one when it's going, and you lose one when it's coming back. And that's just from its own. And then obviously the one that came into it is also not going to be counted. So therefore the numbers get decimated again. So the third group and the fourth group, you can't bring any of them. Because again, each one's losing four birds, like we spoke about the calculation of the first time when it flew and came back, where it loses when it, one of what it's going and the one that came in, which it has that both ways. So that's really two each time, which is times two is four. V'chamisha, the fifth group, still yesh l'shnei evers k'shem, it still remains from its six that it started off with. So it lost four, still remains with two kosher birds. But she's the sixth group, which had eight, so yesh l'arba, it still has four. V'shvi'is, and the seventh group, yesh l'asara, it still has 12. Again, it only lost two, like we explained the first time, because it's only losing from, it only flew out of it one time, not two times. Now let's say park pam shlishis. Now let's say it did this a third time. Goizel mazulazu, one bird from what's remaining going to the last one. V'chazah pam raviz mazulazu, and then went a fourth time, which really means to say the third time coming back. The Rambam's calling it a fourth time. Again, so it invalidates one when it's going, one when it's coming back. So, v'chamisha v'shishis nipsul kulun, so number five and number six is wiped out. V'shviz, and the seventh one, nishud lo shmoina eves k'shem, remains with eight kosher birds. Now, k'shayasa arba aser. So we're saying only eight are valid, but it started with 14, and we don't know which is which, so it still has the number 14 inside of it. So when you bring these 14 birds, sheva l'mal v'sheva l'mal, you bring seven on top, seven on the bottom, which it was supposed to be, but again, we have mixed in, and we don't know what's what, because there are we have to be concerned for the invalidations. So yushmein mem k'shem, that's what we're saying, eight of the 14 are going to be valid. But v'shisha p'sulin, six out of that is going to be invalid, because maybe in that mixture you have three birds from other pairs, and maybe the all being on the top, all being brought on the bottom. So then we have to invalidate three from the top and three from the bottom. So you remain with four chatois on the bottom and four oilers kosher on the top, which are fulfilling the obligations of this owner. Like we're saying, because of the mixture of the birds that flew in and flew out. If let's say there's an unspecified pair of birds and a specified pair of birds, and it flew in from the unspecified pair into the specified pair. So yikach zug lasheni. So the unspecified. So what you do is you take another pair for the second one that's remaining. There's only one remaining, and you'll decide which one's chatzis, which is oila. Let's say chazay shapara. Let's say it went back. Oy or Shaparach, or just initially flew in, Echad min mefereshes lastuma, one of the specified, which one's chadz, one's ayla, which is, we don't know, and it flew into the unspecified, which that was never specified. Now we don't know the one that flew in from that guy, is who he had already designated, but we don't know which one it is. Bird looked like a bird, and it flew into ours, which we didn't decide which one's chadz ayla yet. So you musu kol ayv shabestuma. So now all the unspecified birds that are in this pile have to be left to die. Why? Shem nesar ben oil, because we don't know which one. But if it was the oil that got mixed in, kal chatoy shabapsula. So all that we're going to bring as a chatas is going to be invalid, because you can't bring any one of them on the bottom. It might be the oil which is definite an oil that the one that you bring on the bottom. Vim chatas nesar ben, it was a chatas that mixed in, which we don't know. It might have been a chatas. And then all that you bring on the top will be invalid, because it might be the chatz being brought on top. Therefore, they all have to be left to die, because we don't know if it was the chatz that got mixed up and the oils are invalid, or the oil got mixed in and all the chatz are psul. So therefore, out of the doubt, we have to let them all die. Halacha zayin. Chatz mikan v'oil mikan. Let's say you have a chatz on one side, oil on the other side, whether one or many. It's assumed be'emtza. And you have unspecified birds in the middle. Parach min emtza, let's say, from the middle unspecified ones, it flies to the side groups. One bird goes to the right, one bird goes to the left. So He hasn't lost anything. Why? Eliyama, let him say. The bird that went to the chatos, which he could still specify, should be the chatos. Is the one that went to the oil, should be the oil. Now, let's say chazar, but let's say it went back. After they had already been mixed together, like we just said, now one from the sides, from each one, flew into the middle one. Now, you don't know if the original ones that flew there are flying back, or it's from those original ones that are now flying initially into the middle one. So the two middle ones have to be left to die. Sharin chatas v'olam ha'irof, because you can have a chatas na'ila mixed together. It might be the one of the original chatas and one of the original ayla that are now mixing into the middle ones. Now, that's done. But the ones on the side, so elikir v'chatas, so those on that pile will be still be brought as a chatas, elikir v'ayla, and these on the other piles can be sacrificed ayla, kishoy, like they were, because the ones on the side have no concerns, there's no mixture of chatas ayla, because even if the specified ones are the ones who flew away, and you remain the ones that were from the unspecified that originally flew there, that's okay, because that you could decide to bring whichever one chatas, whichever one ayla. Now, let's say parach minem tzoyis. Let's say, after you had from the sides that flew into the middle, now it goes and flies from the middle, la tzadadin, to the sides, one goes to one side, one goes to the other side, then kuli yimusu. Then they all have to be left to die. Because shema oil and sarba chatoyis, because maybe you have an oil that's mixed in with chatoyis, the chatas ba'ilis, because we don't know which one, from which side, this is the middle one that's now flying to the other one, so it might be going to the wrong group, and so you don't even know for the, even the unspecified which one to designate them, so therefore in that situation, they're all going to have to be left to die.